KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the latest on the Tamarack fire: gusty winds, dry fuels, and low relative humidity all contributed to the growth of the fire yesterday and over the weekend. At last report, the fire was over 21,000 acres, no containment in sight. The fire was started sometime around the 4th of July holiday with a lightning strike, and the Forest Service allowed the fire to continue to burn until last week, when some gusty winds picked up. The fire quickly grew in size to 500 acres, to 1,600 acres, and then jumping to the size it is today. The fire continues to burn in a northwesterly direction west of Markleyville towards the Highway 89 corridor. Alpine Village and Woodfords were evacuated yesterday. Two structures have so far been destroyed. There are, again, mandatory evacuations for the Markleyville area, including Woodfords and the Alpine Village area. Now, closures: Highway 49 is closed at the intersection of Highway 4 and 89. That's Highway 89 closed at the intersection of Highway 4 and 89. Highway 4 currently open west of the 89-4 junction, and the junction of Highway 88 and 89 is open, and we'll bring you the latest information as we receive it this morning from the U.S. Forest Service.
Well, Sunday evening, CAL FIRE Grounded Air Resources, along with Calaveras Consolidated Fire, responded to a vegetation fire on Quail Oaks Drive in Valley Springs. The fire started at the base of a hill, began to move quickly. Air and ground crews were able to stop the forward progress near the water tower on Ross Drive. The fire contained to 6.1 acres, no structures threatened. The cause under investigation.
And on Friday, the Meath fire burned approximately 2 acres along both sides of Meath Road near Cook Ranch Road. The fire broke out early Friday afternoon, just after noon. The fire burned a total of 4 acres. The fire had jumped Meath Road, burned approximately 2 on both sides of the road. Forward progress was stopped at around 2 o'clock. Crews remained on scene throughout the late afternoon, early evening, working on hot spots. That fire was sparked by the usage of a grinder on a metal fence post.
Well, Caltrans has delayed the temporary closure of Irish Town at 88, where a new drainage culvert will be installed beneath the road. Work was scheduled to begin today, but it'll be delayed at least through next Monday. When construction does begin, one eastbound, one westbound lane of 88 will remain open during construction, which will take place during daytime hours. Message signs will alert motorists of road closures and detours. Crews will remove a damaged 8-foot diameter rock line culvert, replace it with a 7-foot culvert that meets current standards.
And the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors and staff are inviting AWA customers to an open house Tuesday from 3 to 7 to provide a one-on-one information session on the agency's proposed water and wastewater rate adjustments. AWA staff will be on hand to help customers estimate how the proposed rates would affect their monthly bills and answer questions about the conditions of aging infrastructure. Now, if you cannot make it, you can find more information by visiting amadorwater.org, or you can call customer service at 223-3018 anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
And no-cost COVID-19 testing still available here in Amador County, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, 7 to 3, in the Health and Human Service Building rear parking lot on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge. Drop-in testing is available. Staff will approach the vehicle with instructions. You can also register if you'd like through the county website or call 1-888-634-1123.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.